We're at the Iowa Soybean Association's On-Farm Network Conference in Ames today, talking with Steve Berger, who is from southeast Iowa, Washington County. And Steve was on the program today talking about his experience with cover crops. So, Steve, cover crops is kind of the big topic in farming right now, it seems, in a lot of places. You've been doing it for a while, though.
Quite a few years, yeah. We started back in the late 70s, and where the Extension Service and the Soil Conservation Service, the SCS in those days, come to us and wanted us to start no-tilling. And just by coincidence, we did plant a cover crop rye that year, and that was before Roundup, before glyphosate, back in 1979. And so we got a pretty early start. And the main reason in those days was just probably trying to stop the erosion, you know, on some of our C&D slopes that we have in, you know, southeast Iowa and some of our rolling hills. And we didn't use a lot of cover crop through the 80s and 90s, but then with a long-term no-till, you get the microbial process started in the soils, and you start to decay the stalks a lot easier. That's something you notice over time, and we were starting to lose cover on the in the no-till system. We just didn't have the ground cover because you know, a lot of the earthworms and the bugs and so forth were decaying those stalks, and we had to get more cover on there. And so no-till wasn't getting it done, and so we added cereal rye, which is just a natural for our climate. It loves cold, the cold climate, and so we had cereal rye, and it makes a great cover. It grows real well on those C&D slopes, and it's easy to manage, and it just stops soil erosion. And then, of course, the root growth is a massive root growth in those rye plants, and that's where we get organic matter, and we can change that soil structure, a lot more pore spaces, air space in that soil, and just a great climate for the root system. For corn root systems to grow into, and we found it's really benefiting the farm. We've stopped the erosion. It works real well with manure. We have a lot of swine manure. We have some turkey manure. It recycles those nutrients, keeps the soil where we want it to, and it's just a great fit. It's worked well for us.
Yeah, you showed some slides in there after heavy rains and some of the differences between fields. So as you said, you really have stopped the erosion.
Yes, we have. As you know, we're just getting a lot more events here now with high rainfalls in the spring, and it just seems like they're coming more often than what they used to, and we've really noticed when you change that soil structure, you increase the infiltration rates, and we'll get these 3-inch rains, and now we're up to this last year we had a 6-inch rain event, and it really surprises you how in a long-term no-till cover crop field that water seems to go down. The soil beds are a lot more resilient. You hear the word, the soil is more resilient. It's able to resist erosion, and that just comes from just the improved soil structure. The glomalin makes those beds that can resist the erosion, and it keeps the nutrients on the farm, and it's just something you see over time. It isn't going to happen right away, and that's the key thing. Building that soil structure is going to take several years, you know, and farmers just have to kind of have patience and learn to stick with it, and we just try not to ever till the soil. That's kind of one rule we've had. Our main tillage would be the double disc opener on a corn planter. That's the most tillage we like to see, and we have gone back to a little bit more surface application of manure where the DNR will allow it. You know, we've got to watch the DNR regs on that, but very little soil disturbance, because anytime you disturb that soil, anytime a piece of steel goes through the soil, you're going to bring oxygen in there, and it's going to oxidize off into carbon and CO2, and that's how you start to lose your organic matter, and of course you can also leave that soil vulnerable to erosion too, you know. But so anyway, that's what we see. Organic matters are climbing about 0.1% a year, and that's a good thing. There's just a lot of advantages to increase organic matter. One is water holding capacity. The soil is able to hold more nitrogen. Like I said before, it just resists erosion, and it's kind of an aha moment. That's hard to explain, but once you're out there and see it, where you can kind of compare fields across the fence, it's easy to see, but it's a little hard to explain until you see it. But we've sure noticed it the last year or so with all the high rainfall events. And,
as I understand it, you know, one of the objections, concerns of farmers getting started is the cost involved, and you know, will it pay off for them, and how long before it pays off?
Well, the one challenge we have is we have a short-term working capital cost. So you're going to spend money to buy the rye, You're going to have to get it either drilled or aerial seeded. That's a cost, you know, and they're in that $20 to $30 an acre range. You know, everyone has a different cost structure, and you're not going to see a payment in the mail as a return right away, but that payment coming back is in soil savings and building up organic matter. As I said earlier, when you build organic matter, you're going to hold more nutrients. That's your return. What farmer wouldn't want to build organic matter, you know? But there again, you know, you're not getting a check in the mail. That's a long-term thing, and we got to kind of start thinking long-term, you know? And so those short-term costs are there. But I also think rye cover crop system is also, I think it's helped our yield somewhat too. We're not seeing the yield reductions that a lot of farmers, you know, claim maybe they are seeing. You know, we're very concerned about getting perfect stands, even growth in our fields. That's where I think a lot of the challenges are, is getting that seed soil contact, getting that seed emerged evenly, and make sure you got that ear count. You know, we're paying attention to all those things. And the other thing I talk about is nitrogen management. That corn's going to need a little more nitrogen probably at planting time. And so we get our planter set up correctly and add that nutrient and come back with a side dress. And we see very little difference, or if anything, you know, we probably see a little bit of a yield bump, you know. And so we found it to be a very successful system.
So the key thing, I guess, in conclusion, is it's going to require some patience, some learning, and you just got to stick with it.
Correct. You know, you're in a different system. You know, if you're in an aggressive tillage system and then we move to a rye cover crop system, you're going to add more carbon. And the microbes are going to try to take that carbon away and compete. That the corn plant's going to have to compete for nitrogen. So we got two different systems, and we just got to learn to manage that. And once you get that figured out, and you know, work with get your corn planter set right, manage those insects, and like the final thing I tell farmers is just have a little bit of patience, that time process. And I think you manage those four areas, you're going to find some success.